arriving in the clear simplicity of the sitting posture. At the same time, a broad releasing into the earth, to resting into the seat, feeling the wide base of support in the legs and hips, and a soft rising up, feeling the breath float the ribs open and upward, softening through shoulders and chest, neck and head, releasing through the jaw and the base of the skull, even as the crown floats or opens upward softly without effort, brightening the column of the body. As the body grows tall and clear, breath may be inspired to deepen, filling the belly and the ribs. Full breath without strain, without pulling, but inviting the breath in more fully by relaxing through the throat, opening to the in-breath. Knowing the long, clear breath. And if it's available, knowing the pleasure of the breath. If the breath feels easy or at all relaxed or pleasant, tuning into the pleasure of breathing and the pleasure of the body, moving with this soft wave of the breath. You can continue this evening, if it feels good, to sit with a somewhat deepened breath. Or you could let go of even that little bit of effort and let the breath breathe itself, resting into tranquility, calm. As you feel the turning of the breath through the whole body or through the torso, ribs, and the central column, noticing that turning fully or being intimate with the body breathing and resting into what might feel like a still point at the center of that turning, that we could call awareness or the one who sees, the one who knows the breath. There's a knowing quality that rests at ease amid the turning of the body and breath. Continuing to stay with breath, can you sense, as you stay with the breath, this steady point from which you observe? Sometimes that point feels like the central column itself. So that we're sensing both continual movement, the movement of the breath through the whole body, and a continuity of stillness or steadiness as the one who knows or observes rests at the center of it all. Notice how the quality of awareness shifts with the in-breath and the out-breath as their qualities shift. But the basic aware quality stays steady. Or the fact of awareness can be steady for a while, even through fluctuation. If you notice the mind wandering and you come back, then you notice when awareness has flickered out and the thought process was unconscious for a little bit, and then awareness came back on. As a last step tonight to experiment with on this evening where political drama is unfolding out in the world, to expand our sense of what our body is, as if the whole earth and all its beings are our own body. And at the center of everything you know, this earth, all of its history, everything happening, all of the relationships near and far, and the physical universe out as far as you can imagine. What if all of this is the body, oscillating, vibrating, fluctuating, and at the center of it, in your own heart, palpable in your own central column as you find stillness? The clarity of awareness, the still point, as T.S. Eliot says, at the center of the turning world. Awareness, breath, body, and the whole world and universe turning. Rest in steady presence at the center of it all. And we'll sit in silence together.